Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. My name is Peter McNerney, and you might have noticed that the Story Pirates podcast is on a bit of a hiatus right now. We're taking a little break as our pirate captain, Lee Overtree, is out of town. He's directing a play. He's very busy. He's very famous. And so until he returns, we're going to just take a little breather. But we're going to come back pretty soon with a whole new batch of stories and a whole new batch of interviews from all of our amazing authors. But before that happens, we're going to do a few special one-off podcasts, starting with this one. Now, some of you might have heard there's a little bit of an election coming up next week. So we thought, okay, what could we do? And we went through the archives and we found an incredible story written by a kid called If I Were President. And we loved this story, so we turned it into a song. One of our amazing pianists, Mr. Jack Mitchell, wrote a great song based off of this awesome story. And we had an idea. You know, this is so crazy. We don't know if this is going to work, but what would happen if we were to share this song with all the kids out there and say, hey, kids, we want you to record your own version of this song and then send it back to the Story Pirates. And we will return with another episode pretty soon that will feature some of your incredible work. I know, crazy, right? But so crazy, it just might work. So that's what we're going to do. In this podcast, I am going to read you the original story that our amazing author wrote. And then I'm going to play for you a very quick, rough rehearsal recording of the song that we made just so you guys can hear it. And then you're going to go to storypirates.org/president, where you can find information on how you can record your own version of this song. Before I explain all of that, I first want to read this incredible story. It comes to us from a kid from Tallahassee, Florida, named Jackson Evans. And this story is called If I Were President. I am only 6 years old, but I can do things now to get ready for when I get big. I can learn all I can. When I become president and there is a lot of things not working in the world, I will fix them. If the people are sad, I will fix things. I will make the world better by making sure we are equal and we love everyone. The president is supposed to fix it right back up. George Washington was the first president, and it was hard back then. He did not have Air Force One. But he was a great leader of the people. Martin Luther King tried to make the world a better place to live. I want to do that. I can make the world a better place today by obeying my teachers and being nice to my friends. The end. Wow, great story, right? Inspirational. We heard that story by Jackson Evans and we said, that is a song, my friends. We need to write and record that right now. So that's exactly what we did. And we have been performing that story and we love it. So again, we made a real quick rehearsal recording of the song so you could hear what it sounds like. It's a little lo-fi, but it's just for you to be able to hear it, what it sounds like with a bunch of voices. So we are going to listen to that song right now, and then I'm going to explain how you can participate in this exciting project. Okay, so without further ado, here is the song by Jackson Evans, If I Were President.
If I were president, if I were president, if the president's name was me, Jackson Evans. I am only 6 years old, but I can do things now to get ready for when I'm big. I can learn all I can for when I'm president.
When I am president and there's a lot of things not working in the world, I will fix them all. They'll be fixed when I am president.
I will make the world a better place. Jackson Evans.
We have a very special guest today, class. He is George Washington.
Hello.
Was our first president.
Oh, yeah.
And it was hard back then.
Yes, it was hard back then.
He didn't have Air Force One.
No, I didn't have access to Air Force One.
But he was a great leader of the people.
Thank you, children from the future!
Martin Luther King made the world a better place to live. I want to do that. I want to do that. He had a dream. Oh yes, he had a great big dream. Was a great leader of the people. I will make the world a better place.
Go make the world a better place.
I'm nice to my friends and listening to my teacher.
Yeah!
Listening to my teacher when I am president. Whoa! When I am president. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Jackson Evans, when the president's name is me.
Gold stars for everyone!
Oh yeah!
Amazing song, right? Amazing story, right? Yes, exactly. So, here's what we want you to do now, kids out there. Go with your parents to storypirates.org/president. And there you will find information on how you can record your own version of this song and send it to us. Now, you can do this any way you want, but we have some materials there that might help you out. We have a link to some sheet music, and we have links to background tracks that you can download and listen to on your headphones while you record so you can just play or sing along to the track. Now, you can do this entirely by yourself. You can do this with a group of friends. You'll notice that there are a few different parts in the song. You can split that up with your friends, or you can sing it entirely by yourself. If you play guitar, you play piano, you play the recorder, you play the bagpipes, throw that in there, whatever you want to do. You can even take this to your classroom and do this with your entire class. So you can record this on your phone, or maybe you have other recording equipment, or you can take a video and you can upload it to YouTube, or you can just send us the audio track. Whatever your technology allows you to do, we will find a way for you to share it with us. So find all that information at storypirates.org/president. Go there now. Well, talk to your parents, ask them to go there with you right now. Do it now. Why are you still waiting? Go. Go! We're running out of time! Do it! Ah, goodbye!
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.